QST from the American Radio Relay League, ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio. This is the ARRL Aries Audio e-letter for July 16, 2014. The ARRL Aries Audio e-letter is an edited voice version of the ARRL Aries e-letter, which is compiled by Rick Palm, K1CE. The ARRL Aries e-letter is available online at arrl.org/ares-el, or you may listen to the audio version at arrl.org/ares-e-letter-audio-version. I'm Tony Riggs, W1FHN, reporting from Lanham, Maryland, and my audio script writer and editor is Al Brown, KZ3AB, in Laurel, Maryland. In this issue, we have for you Aries LAX Northeast reinvents Field Day for 2014. Field Day over the weekend, real thing on Monday. Orange County Hospital Aries Group's Field Day at Huntington Beach Hospital. Broadband Hamnet greatly expands its usefulness, adds 5.8 GHz support. GAREC 2014 next month in Alabama. Make plans now to attend. Letters, more than one Mars service. And open letter to the Winlink team. Thanks from a Mariner. And K1CE for a final. Those are the headlines. Now the news. Aries LAX Northeast reinvents Field Day for 2014. This year, the Northeast District of Aries LAX, the Los Angeles, California Aries, in cooperation with the Los Angeles Emergency Communications team, reinvented Field Day. Instead of simply seeking to make contacts over the 24-hour operating period, the objective was to reach out and provide educational opportunities to both the general public and served entities. As usual, Field Day 2014 was conducted on the campus of a served hospital, but the specific location was moved from the roof of a parking structure to a ground-level parking lot fronting a busy street. Instead of running as a contest, Field Day 2014 was focused on emergency preparedness and communication. A number of hands-on activity stations, including an introduction to amateur radio, an introduction to digital communications, and backup power sources were located in the parking lot. Along with HF, VHF, and UHF stations, a local CERT team staffed a booth to educate the public about emergency preparedness. Participants were engaged at all stations and asked lots of questions. More than 100 members of the public participated in the activities. Many of these individuals were affiliated with local CERT teams or similar organizations and had little previous exposure to amateur radio. Aries LAX Northeast District members participating in the reinvented Field Day found these activities much more rewarding than calling CQ Field Day for 24 hours and are looking forward to an even larger event next year. Field Day over the weekend, real thing on Monday. Chuck Wagoner, K0WAG, the Newton Amateur Radio Association Emergency Coordinator, reports, "No sooner had the Newton, Iowa Amateur Radio Association, or NARA, Emergency Coordinator Chuck Wagoner, K0WAG, stepped into the room housing the ham radio equipment at the Jasper County Law Enforcement Center on Monday, June 23rd, than the lights went out." Mr. Wagoner tells us, "The emergency generator kicked in immediately, and the 911 center dispatchers didn't miss a beat during the windstorm. Members of NARA had set up operations on Friday at their new station at the EOC in the Armory Annex for Field Day." John Nelson, K0IO, NARA president, said, "We were set up to provide communications separately from the 911 center and test for communications with the state EOC at Camp Dodge and with the National Weather Service in Johnston. Mr. Nelson added, during the Monday event, we exchanged sit reps with the weather people, and trained storm spotters provided the 911 dispatchers with water over the road, flash flooding, branches, trees down blocking roadways, or damaging power lines information. If they needed the status of the condition of a certain area, we would deploy an amateur radio operator to check it out. The windstorm lasted just a few hours, and normal power was restored quickly to the law enforcement center. Mr. Wagoner secured the Jasper County emergency net, and the Newton Hams were relieved of their duties. Orange County Hospital Aries Group's field day at Huntington Beach Hospital. EC and group leader April Moel, WA6OPS, reports, the Hospital Disaster Support Communications Service, or HDSCS, enjoyed a successful field day weekend at their host, the Huntington Beach Hospital in California. She said the field day is a scheduled event at the hospital, so setup and operation is now like a well-oiled machine. Hospital staff got exercised in deploying surge capacity tents and generators for our use. The engineering staff assisted and guided the HDSCS field day antenna team to locations on the roofs and stairwells to create the emergency antennas. The HDSCS communicators and guests were on the air. Ms. Moel reported that 2014 is the first year all 50 states were contacted. Several hospital staff visited to learn more about how HDSCS assists in communications emergencies, and the Orange County EMS Medical Director, Dr. Sam Straton, W5AGX, came in at midnight to operate the radios. More recently, HDSCS coordinators attended the monthly Orange County Hospital's Disaster Planning Committee meeting. The recent National Disaster Medical System drill was reviewed. Hospitals had to go through the amateur radio activation procedures that they would use for real, which was important because it is different from what is done in a mass casualty incident. Network procedures and construction of messages that were sent to EMS, Camp Pendleton, and between hospitals were also reviewed. The hospital's stated objective of using amateur radio as an alternate communications resource was met by those hospitals participating. We'll pause now for our first station break. This is the ARRL Aries Audio E-Letter for July 16, 2014. Broadband Hamnet greatly expands its usefulness, adds 5.8 GHz support. Broadband Hamnet is proud to announce a new firmware release, which is an update to the original Linksys WRT54G/GL/GS gear and for the Ubiquiti firmware originally released for the 2.4 GHz ham band this past February. With this release, Broadband Hamnet now supports the Ubiquiti M5 series hardware, which gives hams the use of the 5.8 GHz band for mesh networking. Among the release's many new features are the ability to easily connect co-located nodes into clusters and to span mesh across both ham bands. For more information and to download the firmware, you may visit broadband-hamnet.org. That's broadband-hamnet.org. Thanks to Broadband Hamnet webmaster Jim Kinter, K5KTF, for this submission. GAREC 2014 next month in Alabama. Make plans now to attend. The ARRL Alabama Section and the Huntsville Hamfest Association are proud to announce that the 2014 Global Amateur Radio Emergency Communications, also known as GAREC, conference will return to Huntsville, Alabama, August 14th and 15th. The conference will be held in connection with the 2014 ARRL Southeastern Division Convention and the annual Huntsville Hamfest. The Huntsville Hamfest will be held on Saturday, August 16th and Sunday, August 17th at the Von Braun Convention Center in Huntsville. The conference will focus on the application of advanced technologies in emergency communications. All interested amateur radio operators and professionals are invited to attend. Now, letters. Our first letter, More Than One Mars Service. Steve Waterman, K4CJX, is WinLink Network Administrator, WinLink Development Team, and President, Amateur Radio Safety Foundation Incorporated, ARSFI. He wrote, Great article last month on the TEMA exercise. Thanks. Please note, he says, that all three Mars branches participated equally in this exercise. Army Mars, Navy Mars, and Air Force Mars operators and managers all played a part in the success of the exercise. Again, thanks. And our second letter, an open letter to the WinLink team. Thanks from a mariner. I wanted to drop the WinLink managers and operators a sincere note of thanks and gratitude for volunteering the use of your amateur radio equipment on the WinLink system. I am on a 45-foot sailboat nearly 1,000 miles offshore, sailing in the Victoria to Maui race. I am just one of 14 boats this year. It is our seventh day at sea. I am also the communications vessel for the fleet. We, and I'm sure a few other boats in our fleet with amateur operators, have been connecting to your stations to access race vessel position info and vital wind and weather predictions. We have also had need to relay medical advice related to an injury on another boat and to assist with another boat that had a catastrophic steering issue and is limping into San Francisco. I cannot convey enough thanks for the comfort of hearing the PACTOR modem connect to each of you with a clear, strong signal. We connect with and reassure our relatives and friends ashore that we are safe and are enjoying ourselves, and I share a daily journal of our experiences with about 500 people. If you wish to follow our daily journal, please send an email to Dan Pierce at frigidkid, that's one word, frigidkid@gmail.com. That's frigidkid@gmail.com. Again, many thanks from everyone aboard. And thanks to Paul Michael, KD7JST, who is the navigator aboard the sailing vessel Family Affair, for this information. There is more news to follow, so stay tuned. This is the ARRL Aries Audio e-letter for July 16, 2014. Now it's time for K1CE for a final. Rick Palm writes, My personal history in Aries and emergency communications started with the relief effort of the Great Northeast Blizzard of 1978. The storm occurred on February 5th through February 7th and was described in the media as the week the states of Massachusetts and Rhode Island stood still. After Massachusetts State Governor Michael S. Dukakis returned from his helicopter survey, he described it as awesome. Only a few snowstorms over the past century might compare to the February 1978 Great Northeast Blizzard. I was homebound, like most citizens of eastern Massachusetts, but used my Drake TR-33C to check into the Aries and NTS nets on the Waltham repeater. I relayed traffic and condition reports in Lexington, my hometown. I mostly listened to the activities that involved the Massachusetts State Civil Defense. It was an eye-opener into amateur radio as a public and emergency communications service, and was a catalyst for seeking my first job after graduating from college, a staff position at the ARRL Administrative Headquarters in Newington, Connecticut. A dream job for every ham. And that's the ARRL Aries Audio e-letter for July 16, 2014. The ARRL Aries Audio e-letter is a monthly service of the American Radio Relay League, ARRL, the National Organization for Amateur Radio. The ARRL Aries Audio e-letter is a voice version of the ARRL Aries e-letter, compiled and written by Rick Palm, K1CE. To learn more about amateur radio, or to get the latest in amateur radio news, visit ARRL.org on the World Wide Web. Our thanks to this month's contributors. The audio script was written and edited by Al Brown, KZ3AB in Laurel, Maryland. Thanks for listening, and 73. I'm Tony Riggs, W1FHN, reporting from Lanham, Maryland. Copyright 2014 ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio. All rights reserved.